Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I realize it has been such a long time, basically a whole trimester, you could say, since an episode came out, and that's just been life. That's been how it's been recently, and I'm okay with it. So anyways, I guess I could just stop saying that every single time that I post an episode, and just we all accept that this is how it goes. But anyways, I'm going to do the third trimester recap today because the baby is here. In fact, it's nap time and I am not going to move because my baby's sleeping on my shoulder. And yeah, so if I sound out of breath or strange, it's because there's the weight of a baby on my chest. But it's also just so nice, and I'm happy to be recording this on the other side of pregnancy and labor and birth and all of that. So we'll get into that as well. But I just am going to go through the kind of weekly symptoms and such like I did with the second trimester. And if you didn't listen to that one or the first trimester one, I talked about just during the time I was pregnant, enjoying and feeling kind of affirmed by videos and podcasts like this and just hearing other people's experiences. So I won't share probably everything because there's just some stuff that, you know, is a little TMI, but I will share just the general highlights or the things that are kind of noteworthy of the third trimester. And then potentially we'll talk about the birth in another episode. But yeah, today I'm just going to focus on the third trimester. So, I'm just going to kind of go through my weekly notes that I took, and I'm just literally flipping through my journal. It's actually so wild. I started this journal on the day I found out I was pregnant, not necessarily on purpose. It was just the fact that I had finished my previous journal and found out I was pregnant, and it just worked out. And it's crazy now to like look at how much of it is full and like know that I started it when I found out I was pregnant and now my baby's here. So anyways, okay. First I should say what I'm grateful for, and I will say I'm grateful to be able to have a maternity leave, to have time home with my baby, and that I've had so much support from family and friends, and my husband has been really great as well with just helping and taking care of us, and I'm so grateful for that. Grateful for this time to be together as a family and really just kind of focus on learning to be a mom. So that's been great. And now we'll just kind of go into the week by week recap. So I'm starting third trimester with week 28. I don't know if that's like generally agreed upon. I feel like when I looked at the trimester breakdown, I've seen some like variants of what people say they are. So whatever, I'm starting with week 28. And in this week, this was when I wrote, I am now 7 months pregnant, and which honestly feels so crazy. I feel like seven is when it's like getting real, like, whoa, we just literally have to get to nine and you're at seven. But I made a note and I said, I understand already how people say you get uncomfortable and just ready to be done at the end, because I just felt kind of big. Anyways, I wrote that I just feel big sometimes, and I'm like, okay, I still am enjoying pregnancy. I feel pretty good overall, but I definitely understand how at the end people are like, all right, let's just be done with this. I wrote that when I go on walks or when I'm active, I can feel the muscles in my stomach tightening, and that was a new experience. And then also that I always have to pee. Let me just say, I know this is like jumping way ahead. I'm recording this after having had my baby, and it is so, so nice to not have to pee all the time. I just needed to say that because maybe that should be my gratitude. Okay, that's all I had for week 28. So week 29, I was noticing some stronger kicks and movements from baby and just being able to feel those more. Week 30, I had an ultrasound for a growth scan, and that was just to check baby's size and make sure everything was okay. They were also monitoring my placenta and how close it was to the cervix to make sure that it was not too close for a natural birth, and everything went well. I wrote that my belly button is so stretched and flat. And it was just such a bizarre experience to feel like I didn't have a belly button. And then I wrote that I'm sleeping pretty well and that I felt like when I had to get up to go to the bathroom, it didn't take me as long to fall back asleep. Although I wrote that on week 30, and I feel like throughout the rest of my pregnancy, on and off, like sometimes I felt like I laid awake for an hour after I would get up to go use the bathroom, even though I wouldn't turn on extra lights and I would try to like kind of not turn my brain on. That was difficult. I wrote that I noticed I was more emotional, like certain things would make me cry that usually would not. And this was probably true at different points of pregnancy, but for example, I think I talked about in the last episode about having gestational diabetes, and when I went to the pharmacy to get more of the supplies, the person at the front told me my insurance could not cover the supplies yet, like it hadn't been enough time. And I just started crying talking to the lady at the pharmacy, because there was just something about like knowing like I have to do this testing and like I can't get these supplies and I'm like I don't want to be doing this anyways, and now the insurance isn't covering it, and it just felt like, I don't know, more significant than it was. And just sometimes I would just feel down and not really have like a specific reason. And then also during week 30, I wrote that I was experiencing some congestion. Week 31, I wrote that I was experiencing some Braxton Hicks, especially when being active. And going upstairs is exhausting. I said I'm still sleeping well overall, and every once in a while I could still make it through the night without having to get up to go to the bathroom, but I usually would need to one time at least. And I noticed sometimes if I would like turn over in bed, like to turn to the other side, I would feel like a kind of painful like twinge in my muscles. I don't even know if that's the right word, but that would happen. 32 weeks, more Braxton Hicks, heartburn at different times. And I never really noticed a pattern with the heartburn of like time of day very much or like what I ate. Like it would just happen sometimes and I couldn't really explain what the trigger was. I had occasionally sometimes that baby's movements were painful because of just how strong they were or where they were. I wrote that the skin on my belly was starting to itch from stretching so much. This week of my pregnancy, week 32, is when I hired a doula. We kind of went back and forth on that a little bit, and I had interviewed a couple of other ones, and so I just wanted to say that, not because I think everyone like should or shouldn't use a doula or anything, and maybe I can talk about that more in the birth episode, but I just wanted to say that I hired a doula at 32 weeks, and I think part of me was like nervous that I didn't give myself enough time, but I think it was plenty of time. I think it was super helpful, and I just want to say that in case anyone's listening who's like thinking about it and not sure that I was 32 weeks. That's 8 months pregnant, right? Wait, 30. Yeah. I also had several times, this was like throughout, I would say, third trimester, just different times where I'd felt like a little bit of time would go by and I hadn't felt my baby move and I would just feel nervous about it. And, I never really did the kick counting very regularly. I did it a few times only when I was nervous. And for me, this was just a time when I would say a prayer and I was like, maybe it has been normal amount of movement and I just haven't noticed or whatever. But I would just say a prayer and put my hand on my belly and ask God to reassure me and to let me know my baby was okay. And then typically after that, I would feel movement. Or I know I did a couple of times do a kick count where I was looking to see if we hit 10 movements in 2 hours. At least that's one of the ways I saw online to measure. I don't know if that's like, if there's multiple ways to do that. But, anyways, I just wanted to share that that happened at 32 weeks, just again, in case that makes someone else feel normal who's experiencing it. At 32 weeks, I also decided to do a maternity photo shoot, and I really enjoyed that. And I felt like it was a good time in the pregnancy to do it because we did them outdoors. And I was obviously big enough at 32 weeks to like have a significant bump and for that to show in the pictures. And obviously you can tell their maternity photos, but I wasn't like so big that I was uncomfortable walking around outside. And I even had like a little bit of a heel on my shoes, which is not ideal, but it's just what I had that matched. And also 32 weeks, I wrote that time felt like it was flying and that I was very excited to meet my baby. I was excited to hopefully be done with gestational diabetes and to have clothes that fit again, but that I was still enjoying pregnancy and carrying my baby and feeling the movements and all of that. And the thought of pregnancy ending was still a little bit sad to me, even though it's obviously like a good thing. And for me, my hope throughout the third trimester was just that at the very end, I would feel ready and I wasn't like hoping to be uncomfortable, but I was hoping to like feel good about being done being pregnant, basically, I guess. I don't know if that sounds, if I explained that well, but 33 weeks, I started taking a probiotic. My doula had suggested this. I probably could have started this whenever. Frankly, I probably could have just been doing this even if I wasn't pregnant, but I did that. I had, at 33 weeks, I had my first wave of nausea in forever that kind of came on suddenly, and I reached for my peppermint oil that I had not really been needing for a while before that. I started drinking this tea called Balance Tea that is supposed to help apparently with blood sugar. I don't know if it does or not, but it tasted good. It was like blackberry cinnamon or something. I would have to look, but I really enjoyed that. I wrote and underlined, always have to pee, especially when walking around. Definitely had more heartburn. I wrote LOL to my thinking previously that nothing fit a few weeks ago. Now I'm really struggling to find clothes that fit. I wrote that another day I also had some sudden nausea that only lasted a few minutes and then went away. 34 weeks, I had a Charlie horse in my calf that woke me up in the night, which was a crazy experience. I also at 34 weeks had two strangers tell me, wow, you look ready to pop. Which frankly is rude, and I just want to share that too in case other people are having people say stuff like that to them. Like, I think that people mean well and they're just like trying to find small talk or like something to say. I don't know, but to me, I'm like, I've still got several weeks left and that is not encouraging. So anyways, I wrote that down. Now I think it's kind of funny, but in the moment it was annoying. I wrote that the area around my belly button was kind of like soft instead of like super, super tight. And I don't know if that's like more skin was like unraveling or something. But that was different. And then I said I had another Charlie horse later that week. At 35 weeks, I felt like I was awake in the night for a long time, not able to sleep. I don't know what like qualifies as insomnia. Like, I think that's more of a longer term situation, but I just had like multiple times where I felt like it took me forever to go back to sleep. Another Charlie horse, that was wild. It just woke me up and I'm like, what do I do? And tried to like stretch, which didn't super help. I said that I felt like I could feel my baby was like dropping lower and that I was hungry all the time. And also that I felt like my baby was running out of room to keep growing and stretching in there. I also had some lower back pain. And I wrote that I think maybe my baby had hiccups because I read somewhere that you can feel like when your baby has hiccups and when they're still in the womb. And I don't know for sure that that's what was happening, but it was like a different kind of movement. And I think that that's what was happening. At 36 weeks, I wrote, I can definitely tell I am walking slower and having more lower back pain. I was having more cravings, like craving sweet things, but that really could just be the fact that I had gestational diabetes and I couldn't really have sweet things. So I don't know if that was necessarily like a pregnancy craving, but I wrote that I just missed baking things. And I started adding 1 cup of nettle tea every day. I was already drinking 2 cups of raspberry leaf tea a day at this point, and I don't know when I started that. I didn't write that down, but I also started nettle tea. I had just looked those up and saw that they were both supposed to be helpful when you're leading up to labor and delivery, so I tried it, and I just have to say that I thought the raspberry leaf tea tasted pretty good, and like I would just drink that for enjoyment, but nettle leaf was kind of a funky taste. I did not love it. I wrote that I had some sharp pains in different areas of my abdomen and some pelvic pain kind of at different times. Sometimes it seemed random and other times it was like if I was moving a lot. So I'm not sure if that's like round ligament or just like my body was prepping for labor. This was super random, but I felt like I had one day where literally one of my ankles was swollen. I did notice also that I had a little bit of cramping that I just kind of assumed was my body prepping for labor, and it didn't last super long. 37 weeks, I was having some more cramping on and off, usually in the evenings, and I noticed that I felt like my skin was even more itchy from stretching, and I could tell my baby definitely felt lower. I put that before where I felt like, you know, I could feel baby dropping a little bit, but I don't know if I would describe it as like feeling more pressure or just like where the weight was or something. Okay, 38 weeks. I was having some sharper pains in addition to the cramping. Occasionally I had have some that I would have to like stop and breathe through, and I wrote that I'm not sure if this is a contraction or just like how baby is moving. It was hard, like when you go to appointments, they ask you, are you having contractions? And I was like, well, I've never been pregnant before, so I'm not sure if that's what I'm feeling, but I would have like kind of like tightening and pressure. And that was kind of just something that would happen in the evenings in general. And then 39 weeks, which is the last week of pregnancy that I experienced, I said that I was having more cramping, and then it moved into happening like during the day as well, not just at nighttime. And I did end up going into labor early on in week 39. So again, I might talk about that in a separate episode, but I just kind of wanted to like go through the different symptoms and things like that of each week and how it progressed, just because, like I said, I found that to be encouraging when I was pregnant and hearing what other people are going through. And I do want to say, like I said in the last episode, like there were a couple of things that happened that I don't really want to talk about on just the internet, I guess, on the podcast. So it wasn't like just everything was smooth sailing. Like there were a couple of things that worried me that I would make sure to like bring up at my appointments and stuff like that. But again, not really wanting to share everything on here. So those are the things that I wrote down that were significant and like noticeable changes throughout. And yeah, I would say I did indeed get to the point at the end where I was ready to be done. I was excited to have my baby, obviously, but also just to be done with some of the crazy pregnancy symptoms. So yeah, I know this one was a little bit shorter, but I just kind of wanted to go through those since I am now done with my third trimester. I was gonna wait regardless until the baby was born to record this one, but I've waited even a little bit after that. So it's been a little wild, which you can probably imagine, or if you have a baby or have had babies, you know how they kind of run your schedule after that. So I just hadn't gotten around to this, and I've just been enjoying the time together, like I said in my gratitude segment, and just kind of a slower pace and learning as we go. So thanks again for listening to another episode, and I will try to not let it be quite as long before the next one comes out. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.